We're with the NFL's director of broadcasting, a.k.a. one of the four scheduling geniuses that the NFL has. This is the guy who helps put together the NFL schedule, a very complex process, Mike North. Mike, you've detailed it many times, so you might have this down by now, but for a lot of people who don't understand how complicated the schedule is to create, tell us about it.
Sure. It's really the biggest mathematical problem you can imagine. You think about just the Vikings schedule alone. 16 games, could be played any one of them in any of the 17 weeks, could be played on any one of five networks, could be played on any one of six times. So you're talking just for possible Minnesota Vikings schedules for next year, something like $300 million. So there's 300 million possible Vikings schedules and 300 million possible Packers schedules and 300 million possible Seahawks schedules. And that number gets really big, really fast. And you're basically talking about the number of grains of sand on a beach. And we're looking through that beach for the one grain of sand that meets as many of our objectives as we possibly can. All of our television partner requests, all of our team requests, stadium blocks, travel considerations, weather. Put it all in, look on this beach for the best grain of sand, and hope you find it in time.
And it's all year round, basically, but especially once a regular season is over and you know the opponents, and it's 500 computers, and it's every night, and the door is locked, and you're in there until you find the perfect one, right?
Yeah, and there really is no such thing. You know, we talk about it being a mathematical problem. Most math problems have an answer. This one really doesn't. So we're looking for as close as we can get to what we think is the right answer, and that would change. You might look at it differently than I would. Certainly the Seahawks are going to look at it differently than the Packers or the Vikings. CBS is going to look at it differently than ESPN, and we're trying to accommodate everybody, and we know that's not going to happen. So it's really less about solving a math problem as it is about pain management, because everybody's going to be disappointed, all 32 teams and all five network partners. Hopefully all just a little disappointed and hopefully equally disappointed.
And over your tenure, you've seen different challenges pop up, I am sure. Los Angeles is a new one. The Vikings play game in London this year. That was a fairly new one for you.
Yeah, the problem certainly hasn't gotten any easier, I'll give you that. The London games make it certainly more of a challenge. The Rams alone moving to Los Angeles was a challenge for us. You were taking eight games out of the 1 o'clock Eastern time window, which were Rams home games, and they became late games. And it also became a travel issue for a team that knew that they were playing against the St. Louis Rams. Now all of a sudden you're playing the Los Angeles Rams. That changes your travel considerations. We're playing more London games this year than ever before. We're also playing a game in Mexico. Our clubs are getting smarter as they hear presentations from people like me talking about how good the computers are. Well, then they wonder, why did I still get the short straw last year? So the constituents are getting smarter. The games are getting harder to place. And certainly when you look at a year like 2017, you know, we're coming off a year where we did have some ratings challenges last year. So that's going to be a whole focus, not only of our process, but of everybody as they start watching games in September. What is the story? What is the narrative? Are people watching the NFL again? So you put all that into a big old pot and stir it up and hope your stew tastes good at the end.
And are there times when, like, you're going to get on the phone and call Rob Brzezinski and let him know the schedule and you're cringing as you're dialing that number?
There's no question. There's no question. There's four of us in the room, and I think it's only fair that I take some of the harder calls at times. So there are certainly every year the three or four calls that we know are going to be tough, and they are.
Hey, you did a great job with week two last year, Vikings-Packers, U.S. Bank Stadium home opener.
Hey, that part worked out. Your first 5-6 weeks worked out real well. I guess we owe you for the other 12, but we'll work that out this year.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You got it. Take care.